Hey, this is a story that I had people who live out of state text to me because it was so concerning. It's about lead in the water in Chicago, and that two-thirds of children, 70% of children, 2 in 3 children under the age of 6 in Chicago are exposed to dangerous levels of lead in drinking water. It's research from Johns Hopkins University. The data is over from 38,000 voluntary home lead tests in the area over the past 8 years. 75% of residential blocks home drinking water, and about 68% of children are under age 6 who live in those homes and are exposed to lead, 19% of whom primarily drink unfiltered tap water. The lead author of that study is Dr. Benjamin Nguyen, who is with us right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. When you're talking about children of this age being exposed to lead, that's a whole host of issues that will affect how well their life, I mean, not only does it affect their health, but their learning disabilities and their future is it's not bright when they're consuming lead of any level, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, first of all. And yeah, you know, I think the scientific consensus, and, you know, the CDC agrees with this, the EPA agrees with this, is that there's no safe level of lead in drinking water for children. And what this means is that, you know, even if you have a relatively low amount of lead in your water, for example, even if your water is technically in compliance, like which the water in Chicago technically is, it is in compliance with EPA standards, but it can still have an effect on your children's health and development, right? Lead has all sorts of impacts on the body. It can have, you know, it can affect your development, your growth, your learning, even things like issues with your heart, kidney issues, neurologic issues. There's all sorts of issues, and there's really no cutoff between safe or unsafe. You know, even if you have a small amount, that's sort of like this invisible thing that's happening to your kid. You know, like if you take your kid to the doctor, like, you'll never know, and the doctor will never be able to notice, you know, they'll never be able to pick up if your kid's missing, like, for example, a couple of IQ points or something like that, right? So when we see this across a really large population, that's something to concern about this. Even if it is a relatively low-level exposure, this is happening to so many kids across the city.
So if Chicago is in compliance with EPA standards, yet 2 out of 3 children are still exposed to the levels of lead in their water, is it simply because those other 25% have such great... How is it offset? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, so the EPA is actually, they're proposing new standards for this very reason. I think it's been a source of public confusion. But essentially, a lot of people think that the standards are outdated and that we should be changing them to more reflect the current scientific consensus, which is that no level of lead in drinking water is safe.
Because from what I understand, because we all know that the city of Chicago needs to replace the lead service lines, and that is millions and millions and millions of dollars, and it has not been done. But what I read is in 10% of the samples, in order for it to be an actual action level for lead in drinking water, has to be apparent in 10% of the samples, and apparently 9% of the household tests in Chicago had levels that exceeded 15 ppb. So we're off by 1%. Does that, you know, tell the city officials and state officials that it's really not a concern and nothing should be done?
I mean, so the EPA, even right now, they propose a new rule to bring the action level down to 10 instead of 15. They're even considering bringing it down to 5, again, reflecting the fact that that we know that no level of lead is safe. You know, I'm sympathetic to the idea that it's expensive and costly, and it takes a lot of time to replace lead service lines. But I think, you know, whether right now the current timeline is that we have to wait 40 years to replace all the lead service lines in the city. I surely hope that's not the case. You know, a faster timeline would be much nicer. But, you know, whether it's 10 years, 40 years, 30 years, I think there's a lot we can do right now in the meantime while we wait for those lead service lines to be replaced.
Yeah, this is what I'm reading. Maybe you can address this too. This is what was published today. Chicago is one of the largest American cities with lead service lines remaining in its water system, with the city using them until 1986 when they were banned at the federal level. The city has an estimated 400,000 lead service lines still in operation, and the city has replaced fewer than 300 since 2020. And we have 400,000. I think even at the rate of 40 years, we wouldn't get that accomplished.
Right, right. Under the new, I think they've replaced more since then under Brandon Johnson's administration. But yeah, I think the current rate that they're targeting is 10,000 per year, which is where they're getting the 40 years number. But yeah, absolutely. It's a very disheartening pace.
Yeah, absolutely. And how does Chicago compare to other major cities in the nation?
Well, Chicago by far has the worst problem in the nation because we have this curious issue where the city of Chicago used to mandate that every house had to have lead service lines. And they didn't change that until it was federally banned in 1986. So even before, you know, even in the 80s, like back then, people knew that lead in the water was bad. They knew lead was bad. But we still had that requirement. So yeah, that's where the issue comes from, is that, you know, we forced everyone to have it. But then now, after that, we told them that if you want to get rid of it, you have to pay for it yourself.
And of course, our most vulnerable children in this city, with exposure to lead, are Black and Hispanic children. Is there anything that parents or grandparents could do that would help eliminate that risk if their landlord isn't doing it or if they are a homeowner themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. I think two big things. One is testing. I would say that, you know, everyone should just get their water tested for lead. It's free through the city, which is a fantastic program. You just call 311 and you go on the website. They will ship a water testing kit to you. You just fill it up with water after, you have to wait like 6 hours to not, you have to not use your water for 6 hours. So either first thing in the morning or right after work. But you just fill up the water and then, you know, you call the city again and they'll come pick it up for you. You don't have to ship anything in the mail. And that's great because it'll let you know how much lead is in your water. And it'll let you know if you are eligible for a free replacement through the city for your lead service line. And once you know how much lead is in your water, that helps you, you know, make your own decisions. Like, do we want to pay for a lead service line? Do we want to do filtration? Do we want to drink bottled water instead? This really helps you figure out what to do, what's best for your family.
Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, no, secondly, I would just say buy water filters. You know, I think they're relatively cheap. You don't have to replace your lead service lines if it's not too urgent for you, if you don't have children in your household, or if you can't afford it. Filters are great. Just make sure that they're certified to actually remove lead. A lot of them don't actually remove lead, so just make sure to check the packaging. The specific word is NSF/ANSI certified 53 or 58. Those are the words to look out for if they're certified to remove lead.
Thank you so much. I could talk to you for hours, but we got to bump to the newsroom. We appreciate your work, Dr. Nguyen.
All right, thanks so much. Bye.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.